Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm pretty fed up, and I get fed up a lot because of leftism, and yet again, I'm fed up because the discussion of gun control always comes up when there's some sort of a mass shooting, and the fact is this, people, please pay attention. Leftists are the reason for gun violence. In fact, leftists are the reason for most violence. How about we talk about that? Welcome, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Wow, we had another mass shooting. Hard to believe in a time when Joe Biden and his administration locked this society down, when they are spending all of our money, when they are spending their time on the most crazy things like LGBTQ issues and dividing society between left and right, black and white, male and female, who knows? Everything is divisive, and they wonder why these shootings occur. And then their come home to mama thing is always, well, it's the gun. No, it's not. And let me tell you something, conservatives. If you ever let people say that to you and you don't push back and say, no, it is your stupid leftist policies, shame on you. This has nothing to do with the implement that's used in a crime. If somebody hits you over the head with a crowbar and kills you versus shoots you, does it really matter?
Oh, well, Kevin, he couldn't have killed 19 people if he had a crowbar.
How do you know? How do you know if this dude couldn't just walk up to people, hit them in the head with a hammer, and keep on walking? I'll put it to you this way. Give me a knife and let me go through a crowd while you shoot. See, because when you shoot, pow, everybody ducks. But as I'm knifing people, they're just slumping over in their chairs, and you're wondering what's happening. Is someone sick? Did someone put in some gas or something? Why is everybody slumping in their chairs? But as I'm going through the audience, stop acting as if it's some implement. It's the gun. The gun is not the problem. You know what the problem is? The problem is these idiotic leftists and their policies that drive people to do crazy stuff. That's the problem. And everybody knows it. And the Democrats want to come, oh my God, it's a gun, it's a gun. I'm sick of your guns. You want to know? I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I will prove this to you. The violence that occurs in this country overwhelmingly is leftism. It's not even close. I tell you guys all the time, we're conservatives. I don't take us out of the human condition. But I will tell you this. We have sanity, we have logic, and we have reason. We don't necessarily go on pure emotion. Are we emotional creatures? We better be. You better be if you want to have friendships and relationships, but we are not ruled by emotion. It is not a reptilian thing to say, I'm mad at you, therefore I want to kill you. That is what Democrats teach. It is what they breed. They are evil creatures who teach people to have a reptilian response to whatever's bothering them. And that's where we are today. It's pathetic. And then they take any opportunity to, oh my gosh, look at the gun violence. Hey, let me give you some violence. I'm going to give you Jussie Smollett. I'm going to give you that because this is a guy who claimed that violence was perpetrated on him by people like us. Trump supporters, you're the reason that Jussie Smollett was attacked. And they put that noose around his neck and poured bleach on him and beat him. And he fought for his life because some MAGA supporter hated gay people or whatever. Intersectionality is what they brag about.
We are so loving and all that because we can be gay and we can be women and we can be all the different things, 71 different flavors of sexuality, whatever. And you know what they are? They are nothing more than jacking people up in the brain. They are confusing young kids to the point where these kids don't know what to be. Let me tell you why you get teased as a kid. When another kid can't figure you out. You want to be goth. You want to be, I want to paint my nails, but I want you to use this pronoun with me. You confuse people to the point where they're like, I don't know what. Man, you're just a freak. Well, you call me a freak? Because you're a freak. I call you a freak because you are a freak. And so they can't handle it. And you know what? All these bullying campaigns. Don't bully me. Don't bully, 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 bully. Let me tell you something about academia, folks. It is nothing but run by bullies. You want to know how I can tell you? Because they won't even let conservative thought in academia. You will get bullied. Call yourself a conservative at a college, a university, or a school, and watch what happens. You will get bullied so much you'll be on Dr. Phil. You'll get bullied you won't even, don't even get me started. Don't bully. Academia is full of nothing but pompous elitist bullies who want you to believe a particular way. And guess what? It's what's getting all these schools shot. It's what's getting all these towns shot up. It's what's, you want to talk about getting shot up? Go to any black neighborhood in the city on the weekend. You'll see people getting shot up. You want to know who it is? It ain't nuns. It ain't people that have a belief in God. It's not conservative Trump supporters doing any of this stuff. Freaking leftist. Oh, another mass shooting. Joe Biden's got a comment. But hey, if you're black and you decide you're going to take your SUV and run over a bunch of white folks, well, there wasn't another mass drive over. Remember when Muslims were getting in buses and SUVs and driving over people willy-nilly? And neither Obama nor Biden or Harris or anybody else said a word. Killing people in France on Christmas, for goodness sakes. Not a word, not a peep. No, let's not ban the SUVs. Let's not get to the bottom of that. You remember the Muslim that shot up the Christmas party in San Bernardino? Was there any type of big thing on, you know what Barack Obama came out and said about that? That's not all, jump to conclusion. That's not, we shouldn't be doing anything against Muslim people. They're good people. We just, you know, had a one-off. It ain't a one-off. Go look at what Muslims do all around the world every day to Christians and tell me it's a one-off. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the demonization of conservatives when we are the most stellar people on the planet, the American conservative. I love you guys. That's why I'm doing the radio for you. Anyway, more, a lot to talk about. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What happened to the last mass shooting? You know, Buffalo. Oh, wait a minute. How quickly they dropped that once it was determined that he was a Fox News-hating atheist. Oh, wow. We can't blame Fox? Oh, wow. We can't blame religion? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. A kid committed suicide in one of my son's acquaintances. He wasn't a friend, but my son knew him. He'd hung out with him multiple times. This kid committed suicide. I don't know what was going on in his life, but here's what I'll tell you. You can practically be 100% sure it's the education system that did it. He was teased. He was a freak or whatever. My kid showed the key. He said, Daddy always used to do these weird things. He goes, let me show you. And he showed him, like, you know, doing something at a party where he was trying to break dance and doing goofy stuff. And I chuckled at it, but I could tell he was a kid. He was longing for attention, longing for acceptance or something. And academia is where you should be looking for this acceptance. Academia says, oh, we're going to make all the rules where everybody's the same. Everybody gets an A. Everybody gets this. There's no bullying and blah, blah, blah. And you know what happened? This kid committed suicide. I don't know the reasons, but I will tell you, if you get to the bottom of it, it's going to be something related to academia. Something he wasn't getting. A teacher wasn't paying attention to him. They didn't see the signs. But they pretend they care. They pretend they know. And what about this glorious FBI? You know, we find out after every mass shooting, oh, he was on the FBI's watch list. Well, why didn't you watch him? Why didn't you get him? Go look. You don't have to believe me. Go look it up for yourselves. Kevin Jackson, folks, again, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, because we always got to talk about mass shootings when it's politically expedient for the Democrats to try to get some mileage out of it. But you know what they're never going to do? Let me tell you, folks, they will never try to get to the bottom of why these things occur. Very simple reason. They are the reason. Who was this Texas gunman that slaughtered 19 kids and two teachers at an elementary school? An elementary school. They say he reportedly exhibited bizarre behavior leading up to the rampage, including cutting his face with knives, quote, just for fun, according to friends. What kind of friends will watch their friend cut his face and not have some sort of a warning sign? A parent didn't step in and say, you know what? Give me with his parents. I want to know what's going on that this kid cuts his face and you don't do anything about it. I don't know how you are, but I'm pretty tuned in with my youngest son and what he's doing with his buddies. And if the old Max, his little boy Max, who by the way is a stutterer, good looking kid, he stutters, and it's a fun thing for us. We joke with him about it. He is accepted for it. And I told Max one day, I said, pretty soon young girls are going to they're going to say that good looking kid that stutters. That's what, and he laughs about it. But the point is this, if Max were cutting his face, I would call his parents. I would get involved. See, that's what conservatives do. We involve ourselves when we see something strange. See something, say something, Janet Napolitano. And we do. We would intervene. Hey, listen, Max seems like he's having some issues. Yeah, Kevin, we're aware of it. You know, we're working with him on it or whatever. Great. Is there anything we can do? Is there, you know, whatever. We're going to try to solve the problem and help Max. What do these people do? His friends saw him cutting his face, and then he goes on a rampage, and he kills 19 kids and two teachers. Salvador Ramos. Friend, Santos Valdez Jr., 18, said that the two had been close, playing video games and basketball regularly, until his friend's behavior began to deteriorate. At one point, he recounted, Ramos showed up at a park with scratch marks across his face and said he'd been attacked by a cat. Then he told me the truth, that he cut up his face with knives over and over. So he's a cutter. Anybody want to know why? He said, I was like, you crazy, bro. Why would you do that? And he says, Ramos told him it was, quote, just for fun. Just for fun. They said, Valdez described how Ramos used to drive around with another pal and shoot people randomly with a BB gun. And he also egged other people's cars. He says, Ramos last year posted on social media images of automatic rifles that, quote, he would have on his wish list. A few days ago, he posted pictures or photos of two rifles he referred to as my gun picks. Friends and relatives said, and here's the operative stuff, people, pay attention. He'd been bullied throughout middle school and junior school for having a speech impediment, a stutter, and a lisp. He was bullied. I thought the schools were all about anti-bullying and one strike if you fight and all this other stuff. You want to know how I know a lot about this stuff? Because when I had my son in an immersion school, and a kid, these kids were hitting, there were fifth graders who were physically attacking their teachers. And do you know this school did not suspend them? These kids would fight. It didn't matter. This was supposedly an international baccalaureate school, an IB school, supposed to be the best.
And they did nothing. One woman's kid, they expelled a kid. I don't know what this kid did to get expelled. He must have knifed somebody and got a girl pregnant in the fifth grade because they expelled him. Do you know that kid's mom brought that kid back to that school, dropped him off, and took her butt to work? And we found out about this from the headmaster, and I couldn't believe it. I'm going, I would have taken that kid and dropped him off at his mother's job. But you know, he sat in his office and he gave him candy. That's the reward for getting expelled. You want to know what else is going on in academia? They don't want to count when minority kids act up. They say, no, we've already hit our quota for them, so we need to give it to white kids or, I don't know, Korean kids. Because, no, we've hit the quota. They don't suspend, they don't discipline, they do nothing. They let these kids essentially rule themselves. They don't even teach them any basic skills. Pardon me, it's all about acceptance and intersectionality. And from what I'm told, I don't know, I didn't research this. I was talking to friends of mine. They said he was a aspiring transsexual or something, this Ramos. His cousin Mia said she saw students mocking his impediment during middle school, where he tried to at first ignore the bullying, then told his grandmother he didn't want to go back to school. He's very much of a social person after being bullied for the stutter, said Mia. She wouldn't give her last name. I think he just didn't feel comfortable anymore at school. Childhood friend Stephen Garcia told the paper that Ramos would get bullied hard, like bullied by a lot of people over social media, over gaming, over everything. Well, wow. What would the support system for a kid that stutters or has a speech impediment? Where are his parents? Where are the people that want to help him? Where are all these people in the system of leftism that claim they want to help these kids? Where are they? Because I blame them. They create this situation where this kid gets bullied. He finally acts out, and they, oh, it's the gun. It's the gun, man. Well, it ain't the gun, folks. It's leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An 18-year-old man shot and killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn shares his take on gun control measures as a response.
This is not an excuse to infringe the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. Doing that will do nothing to fix tragedies like this.
He says he's working with colleagues to find common ground. Senator Cornyn adds that he believes there will be multiple points of failure in this situation. Some parents are now criticizing the officer's response time, saying police were unprepared and slow to move in during the shooting. A Border Patrol agent is being credited with eventually stopping the gunman who stormed the elementary school in Uvalde. The man had special training and was part of an elite team. This is USA Radio News. A reality TV star will be spending some time behind bars.
A federal judge has sentenced reality TV's Josh Duggar to 12 and a half years in prison for his child porn conviction. Police arrested Duggar in April 2021 after authorities found child porn on a computer at a car dealership that he owned. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former football running back Herschel Walker is now a Georgia GOP candidate for U.S. Senate, backed by former President Donald Trump. He tells Fox and Friends that he is confident and ready for the election.
The policies that they're doing right now doesn't seem to work for this country or for the state of Georgia.
Walker faces past allegations of domestic violence from his ex-wife and at least two other women. Walker acknowledged the allegations in a statement last year, saying he never broke the law and has taken accountability for his past. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most vile, despicable people on the planet are people who don't want to take responsibility for the things that they create. That is the difference between us and them. Conservatives and leftists. Republicans and Democrats. I'm talking about the people that put Republic and I can in Republican and Democrats, a.k.a. Democrats. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm going to find the congressman's kids and kill them. That's not my words, folks. And as this guy writes, those words weren't written in a novel from some evil villain hell-bent on destroying a politician's life. They weren't said in a movie where the FBI or CIA tracks down some domestic terrorist. No, they were allegedly said by a man named Lawrence Wayne Key from Florida. The target were the children of the House of Representatives Brian Mast, a Republican. The motive, purely political. Key continued, allegedly calling Mast's office, saying, "If you're going to separate kids at the border, I'm going to kill your kids. Don't try to find me because you won't." It's an ironic twist of fate that he would be worried about the children of illegal aliens since he volunteered at a local Planned Parenthood for much of the time. Of course, maybe this explains everything, the writer writes. Apparently, to Key, killing children is no different from killing a fly. Do you understand the contradictions of what I just told you? That Lawrence Wayne Key from Florida wanted to kill a Republican congressman's kids because he claimed that Republicans were separating kids at the border. Now, Lawrence Wayne Key didn't even understand that every time somebody gets arrested, they're separated from their kids, nor did he understand that the abortion place where he worked, Planned Parenthood, was separating parents from their kids. Do I need to explain it any clearer to you? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I like finding obscure things to make my point, and I hope you get it. And for the record, listen to this show anytime you want. The next time there's a mass shooting, there will be nothing different about what I say. There will be rinse and repeat. It'll be some leftist who's disgruntled over nothing, but it'll be something that society created. And that society, that part of society that will have created his angst so much so that they were willing to act on emotion and not reason, will be something related to leftism. Guarantee you. Conservatism doesn't kill. Conservatism is nurturing. It's loving. It's caring. It's truly humanitarian. It's not what this guy, Lawrence Wayne Key is about. You need some other examples? Senator Rand Paul was assaulted by his next door neighbor, not for the way he trimmed his hedges, not for anything that Rand Paul did, like running over the guy's flowers or, you know, shooting a BB gun at his dog. No, he was assaulted because he was a conservative Republican senator. That's all it took to set this guy off. There's so many examples. And let me tell you who foments the violence. Who wants it? Leftists. Congresswoman Maxine Waters called for leftists to get out, create a crowd, and you push them back. She's talking about the Trump administration. And you tell them they're not welcome here anymore. Anywhere. She said she didn't urge anybody to do violence. But what was she saying? How many times did people get accosted, Republicans, get accosted just going to dinner during the Trump administration? For the record, I was at the Trump's, the celebration when he won in D.C. Fires set, people attacked, and all kinds of stuff. Never happened. When whatever Democrat president has been inaugurated, we never go to D.C. and burn stuff down. Look at what happens with policing in America. Even when the person of purpose proven wrong, the left burns down cities. Look at what Antifa does to get their way. They block traffic. They lay in front of streets. They try to drag people out of cars, but they accuse you of being violent. And then when somebody finally acts up like that Bernie dude in the subway of New York and said, I've had enough, and shoot some people, then they're, oh, look at how violent they are. Yeah, look at the second guy who hit back, right? Look at that person. Aren't you sick of this? Aren't you sick of the cyclic nature of what's going on here? Can anyone forget, and this has been a while back, but I want to remind you, and this is what I like to do in this show, I want to remind you of what people do so that you never forget, so that you reflect back and say to yourself, ooh, you're right. Do you remember the woman, I think she was a professor, was at the University of Missouri, female college professor, and a reporter dare ask her a question about, because they were trying to get rid of, there was a claim at the college that some redneck had driven by in a truck and used the N-word to a couple of black kids walking across campus, which, quite frankly, I call BS. University of Missouri fires the number one and number two person in the company, in the organization, in the college. They fire the chancellor and whoever's number two. I don't know what you call that person, a provost or whatever. But that, both of them end up resigning because they didn't respond quickly enough to this most heinous act. And there were all kinds of things going on, you know, on campus that, you know, everybody had to get re-educated about how bad things are and the racial tension and all this. And somebody dare question, and he was a minority guy. He questioned some, and this college professor actually goes back and says, can somebody get some muscle? Can you get some muscle over here? She wanted to get rid of the person they disagreed with on a public campus. And she said, can you get me some muscle to come get rid of this person? Exercising their First Amendment rights. This, folks, is the Democratic Party. This is what they do. Violent people. And don't even get me started on who fills the jails. Now, you know, here's the comeback. Well, Kevin, you best shot up something. It'll be some Republican, some conservative, whatever. But let me tell you, most of the time, it's Democrats fishing. Dylan Roof shoots up a black church. They say he belongs to us. No, he doesn't. They found some obscure picture with a Confederate flag. This kid was, he was absolutely aged and marinated in leftism. And they want to give him to us. Do you accept Dylan Roof? Because I don't. I don't know anybody who would go into a church and shoot up a church of any denomination. I don't care whether it's blacks, it's Greek Orthodox, or whatever. I don't know of a conservative who has such passion against Greek Orthodox or Lutherans or whatever, and or black folks or white folks or Asians or anybody else who would shoot up a church. The only people I know who would do that are leftists, a.k.a. Democrats, a.k.a. progressives. That's who does that. You hear of a school shooting? It is a Democrat. You hear of a shooting in a movie theater? It is a Democrat. You hear of shooting and drive-bys in a black community? It is a Democrat, a progressive. Call them whatever you want. But let me tell you what they are. With 100% certainty, they are the most violent people on the planet. They don't care about life. They don't care about life in the womb. They don't care about life after the womb. They pretend to. Well, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. The modern Democratic Party, leftism, violence trumps dialogue every time. They want the heads of politicians. And do I need to remind you that the new Black Panther Party said, why? We need to kill some cracker babies. Why? Why does this man want to kill white babies? Babies. These are not just threats, folks. These are things they will execute. Don't believe me? Ask Scalise. Right now, we have Democrats who didn't like a decision of the court, the highest court in the land. And because that court is mostly Republicans, they went out and they are camped out at these Supreme Court justices' homes. And do you know that the administration right now didn't even want to give any protection to the SCOTUS judges? Ask yourself what they would have done if those SCOTUS judges were leftists and they had ruled the other way for Roe v. Wade. What would the Democrats have done if conservatives, Republicans, had gone out and camped out and menaced these justices at their homes? It would be another January 6th. I said it before in another program. It would be handled completely different. But because the Democrats didn't like this decision and they want to teach those justices a lesson, they're saying, you better get your act together. We won't protect you. You're on your own. Do as we say or else. That is the Democrat credo, mantra, whatever. And when we come back, I'll give you many, many more examples of Democrat violence.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Afraid to put a Trump sticker on your car because you're afraid it would get keyed or worse? Maybe you wanted to put a Trump yard sign in your yard, but you lived in the city and you went, you know what, I don't think I need to put a target on my back. Or maybe you considered wearing a MAGA hat or some Trump shirt or whatever, but you were thinking about where you were going to be that day, so you weren't sure if you could wear that. Do you think people that wear Obama stuff or Biden stuff ever
it ever crosses their mind, like, I might be in a situation that's too violent for me to wear this. Oh, if I put this bumper sticker on my car, I could get keyed or beaten up or dragged out of my car or whatever. Do you think they ever think that kind of stuff? The left talk about institutional things, things that you have to fear at the institutional level. Let me tell you something, conservatives. You have to fear being conservative at the institutional level. You don't believe me? Tell me that you can come out as a conservative in any college or university freely. Tell me you can. That's right. You can't. You know you can't. You can't come out as a conservative to some of your friends. You can't come out as a conservative to Hollywood, or else you can't get a job. You can't come out as conservative on radio or in interviews, or you might not get hired. You can't post what your real views are on Facebook or Twitter because you're worried about your job. Can I get hired if somebody learns about my political ideology? When did we become this country? You want to talk about institutionalism? I gave it to you. That's the institutionalism that nobody's talking about. Oh, there's institutional racism. Well, let me tell you something. I know worse institutional isms because I know you. You strong-willed, Bible-thumping, gun-toting Americans that, you know, that enjoy your freedom and you ain't got any. Oh, yeah, I know. You live under the illusion. You're, oh, Kevin, I feel fear. What, I just gave you examples. Because if you can deny to me that you haven't thought about any of those things, I don't know if I can wear that. Things get said like to me like that all the time. I went to New York. I intentionally put on Trump gear and walked around when he got elected. And essentially dared New Yorkers to give me crap. I got fired over a so-called feminist, issue when I called the lying skanks of the Kavanaugh accusers what they are. I got fired for that. I went into the belly of the beast of the new Black Panthers and proclaimed my republicanism, my Tea Party affiliation, and my conservatism right to their faces. I went to some event here in town. I don't care where I go. If I want to wear Trump gear, I'll wear Trump gear. I don't put bumper stickers on my car in general just because I don't like them on my car. But I have no problem putting a Trump sticker on my car or advertising it. Now, I'm not going to tell you that, you know, if you're a 16-year-old Trump-supporting female, maybe you don't want to do it. I can understand your fear, but I don't understand everybody else's fears. But the point is this. If you have to think about it, you've lost some of your freedom. Now, you may dismiss that. That's fine. I'm not going to get mad at you. You don't want to confront. I understand. But understand they're winning. This guy says, you could write a book on the violence of leftism going back centuries, the French Revolution of the 1780s, which saw the overthrow of near millennium-old monarchy quickly turned from a noble cause inspired by the success of the American Revolution to a violent slaughter. The appropriately named Reign of Terror saw the deaths of nearly 17,000 people in 1 year's time. Anyone remotely suspected of being a loyalist, even not actively supporting the revolution, were sentenced to death, beheading, hanging, drowning, any means to silence the non-revolutionary cause. Catholic nuns and priests, seen as nothing more than the religious elite and arm of the French crown, were murdered. The religious folks were murdered. Some of them fled, especially to the newly formed United States of America, which looked at the bloodshed with horror from such a recent ally. Leader Maximilien Robespierre saw nothing wrong with it. Terror is nothing more than speedy, severe, and inflexible justice, he said. I want you to remember those words of Maximilien Robespierre, because I'm telling you right now, that is what leftists believe of you. If they have to kill you to get to what it is that they believe is their utopia, so be it. They won't lose one moment's sleep about it. So, yeah, wear that MAGA hat, or don't. in the wake of what was at the time a bunch of pipe bomb scares that were targeting liberal public figures or leftist public figures, the narrative that President Donald Trump's rhetoric was inciting extremism went into overdrive. Indeed, those who said nothing about toxic rhetoric when Steve Scalise was nearly shot to death were happy to pretend that it was Trump's inflammatory rhetoric that made all these pipe bomb scares. And for the record, when you have those types of scares, you can be almost guaranteed it's a Democrat plant. So I just want to give you some of these examples over the past years of things that were aimed at Republicans, and I'm going to have to carry this through because we don't have enough time. There really are that many. Hundreds of examples. October 29th, 2018. All these things that I'm going to give you happened on the same day. You ready? October 29th of 2018. Actor James Cromwell, there will be blood in the streets unless Trump is stopped. Twitter allows 179 death threats against Trump on their platform. Florida, shots fired in the South Daytona Republican Party office. The day before, on the 28th, left-wing mobs disrupted a Marsha Blackburn, who's a Republican out of Tennessee, her rally. October 25th, the New York Times ran a story fantasizing about Trump's assassination. On that same day, GOP headquarters were vandalized in Iowa City, Iowa. Now, let me just say this. When GOP offices are vandalized, it's not by the GOP. It's by Democrats. When Democrats' offices are vandalized, it's by Democrats who want to pretend that the GOP is doing it. Just think Jussie Smollett. October 24th, left-wing activist with a history of harassing GOP lawmakers was arrested for trying to buy radioactive material. On that same day, New Jersey GOP candidate received a letter threatening not only his life, but the life of his children. On the day before, October 23rd, a boulder was thrown through Representative McCarthy, who's a Republican out of California, his office window. I'm just giving you the month of October, 2018. October 21st, Obama's former Deputy Secretary of State, Philip Raines, said harassment of McConnell and his wife is fine. On the 20th of that month, watch angry left activists harass McConnell and his wife at a restaurant. Why don't you get out of here? I talked about this earlier. Look, folks, I don't like many of the left politicians. If I saw John McCain having dinner, I don't like John McCain. I think everything I learned about John McCain, I don't think there's any much redeeming about him. I mean, you can give me his war record and all that other crap. Okay, fine. But I still wouldn't harass him. Enjoy your meal. You have a life beyond politics. Yes, did he vote for Obamacare? Am I mad about it? Absolutely. He did it to spite Donald Trump. But I wouldn't do any. It would just be bad move. Move on. If you want to do something, go to his office, schedule a meeting, and say, why did you do this? I'm going to go on. New York man was charged with threatening two senators over their support of Kavanaugh. On October the 18th, a Democrat operative for Soros-funded group was arrested for battery against the Nevada GOP candidate's campaign manager. On October 18th, that same day, 2018, Rosie O'Donnell called on the military to remove Trump from office. On the 17th, the Tennessee restaurant owner's life was threatened for renting space to the GOP's Marsha Blackburn. And there's so many more. I gotta leave it there for now.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.